listener production.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this very exciting episode of Auntie Donna, where it's Greg Larson's birthday party. That's right. Zach and Broden have made a surprise birthday party for Greg. Let's see how it goes. If you'd like to watch the visuals, which are relatively important towards the end of this episode, go to the Auntie Donna Club powered by Patreon.
Just a little warning on this one, this little birthday episode. It does involve references to really offensive words and also implied horrific violence. So just a heads up there if you're listening with the kiddos.
Have a good one.
Well, here we are at Greg Larson's house. Me and Broden are here. Oh, can you turn that down a little bit? Greg Larson's house. Me and Broden are here.
I'm so excited.
We put on Greg's favorite Christmas music because it's Greg's birthday. But because he doesn't know that we've planned him a surprise birthday.
That's right. We've put out bowls of chips and party pies and footy franks skin on. And when he gets home, he's going to have the shock of a lifetime.
We invited all of his friends, but it is a busy time of year coming up to Christmas.
Couldn't make it.
They couldn't make it.
They do love him, though.
They do love him. Oh, here he is. He's coming up the driveway now.
Oh, geez. I'm about to come home. Oh, fuck. Oh, I've got to cut up this dead body. I can't believe I just fucking killed what I thought was a toddler, but turned out to be an 80-year-old carny from the Royal Melbourne show. I've run him over in my car, and I put him in the boot. I didn't know what to do.
Surprise.
I panicked. Hey!
Happy birthday, Greg! Hey, Greg. What's that dead kid?
There's one thing I can promise you.
Yeah.
There's no dead kid here.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Because that looks a lot like a dead kid.
Just leave it, Zach.
If you look closer, you'll see that he's actually like fucking 80.
Okay.
From a distance, it looks like a kid. I'm going to need you guys to not go anywhere right now.
Yeah.
Hang on a sec. I just opened this wall safe that I got here, and pull out this. This is a gun.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'm not gonna hurt you.
No, I know.
No,
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna hurt either of you.
Just take it easy. Just take it easy.
I'm absolutely taking it easy. Okay. I'm taking it. We're all taking it easy here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm not gonna say anything. No one's gonna fucking get shot.
We didn't see
as long
anything.
As we just but
I will just walk away from here and never mention this again,
mate,
I promise.
Mate, that ship has sailed, all right?
Okay.
You guys are involved and like it's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna need your help.
Okay.
And, like, I don't want to kill anyone else. Yeah.
So you did kill that guy?
I did kill that guy. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, if you guys help me get rid of the body, then we are all in it together. That's all we need to do.
I'm worried that you're going to kill us after we help you
I'm
get rid of the body.
I'm not going to kill you after, like, honestly, he's a small little carny.
Uh-huh.
I could get rid of this body myself, and I was going to.
Yeah.
I was going to get rid of the body myself. Yeah?
Yeah.
So I don't need your help. Uh-huh. I'm asking.
Can you put the gun down while you talk?
I can't put the gun down, mate.
I understand.
I just can't put the gun down. I hope you understand my position on this.
Yeah.
And what happened to the music? We were having fun. Let's get the music back up again.
Yeah. Oh, the gun. When you got the gun out,
it's still my birthday. We're having fun here, aren't we?
Yeah, this is a surprise birthday party.
Don't be so upset. Smile a little bit.
We got you some party pies.
Yeah, cool. Do you smile too, Broden? Start smiling a bit.
Do you want
more.
Us to talk you through the